Okay, our friends. So today it is Father's Day, and the day in which we say, "Hey, dads, you are awesome and you are our heroes." And so today we would like to dedicate this story to our dads, right? Do you want to dedicate it to your dad? He says, and I would like to dedicate it to my dad. So we have two dads in our lives. We want to say happy Father's Day to Fernando, Bill. Thank you guys for everything. Dads, we see you working hard and we see you pouring your energy into our families, and we want to say happy Father's Day, right? Yeah. Okay. Now we've gotten that out of the way, let's get on with our story. It's a Berenstain Bears book, and it is called We Love Our Dad. It was by Jan and Mike Berenstain. You ready to be silly? Today's story is read by Mommy and... Oink. What's that? What kind of noise is that? Oh, it's a bird. Are you a special kind of bird? Are you a chocobo? I thought so. Mommy and her chocobo. Oh, Dad's gonna love that. Are you ready? All right, here we go. We love our dad, our old Papa Bear, who does so much for us and is always there. Sister, brother, and Honey Bear loved their papa. They loved him very much. After all, he was always there for them. He baited their hooks when they went fishing. He threw them fly balls when they played catch. He was their sled puller on their way to the top of Dead Bear Hill. He carried them on his shoulders when they got tired and rushed them to the doctor when they were hurt. He told them funny stories and corny jokes that he read to them at bedtime, tucked them in, and kissed them good night. Boy, this dad's doing everything. Way to go, Papa Bear. Yes, the cubs certainly loved their Papa Bear, but sometimes they took him a bit for granted. After all, he was always there. They never even noticed some of the things he did, like working. Papa worked very hard. He worked in his shop all day making furniture. He worked fixing things up around the house. He worked during chores like mowing the lawn or shoveling snow or taking out the trash. It's true that Papa enjoyed working, but he enjoyed getting credit for it sometimes, too. One warm spring morning, not long after Mother's Day, the cubs were talking about what they would do for Father's Day. Mama was listening to them nearby.
Let's make Papa a big family album with pictures of us doing stuff with him, said Sister.
We just gave Mama an album like that for Mother's Day, said Brother.
Oh, yeah,
said Sister. Honey Bear was looking out the window watching Papa mowing the lawn.
Papa working.
She said.
What's that, honey?
Asked Mama.
Papa working.
Said Honey, pointing. Said Mama.
Honey just had a good idea.
She did?
Said Brother and Sister.
Yes, said Mama. Your papa works very hard. It would be a nice gift if you cubs did his jobs for him on Father's Day and let him relax.
Now that they thought about it was true. Papa did work all the time and he could use a rest.
Way to go, Honey Bear,
said Sister and Brother, giving her high fives. The cubs decided to make gift certificates that Papa could cash in for the jobs they would do. All that day, they followed him around, spying on him. They checked off the jobs he did on a clipboard.
Carrying wood, said sister.
Carrying wood, check, said brother.
Check,
said honey.
Painting the garage,
said sister.
Painting the garage, check,
said brother.
Check,
said honey.
Replacing loose tree bark on the treehouse,
said sister.
Replacing loose tree bark, check,
said brother.
Check,
said honey. The cubs followed Papa the next day, too. They didn't put furniture making on their list because they didn't know how to make furniture. But they did check off things like trimming the rose bushes, putting up fence rails, and cleaning out the basement. That evening, they made a gift certificate for each job. And the gift certificates looked like this. And in the pictures, we can see exactly what they have here. Gift certificate, good for one job, wash the car. Gift certificate, good for one job, clean the workshop. So on and so forth. The cubs couldn't wait for Father's Day to arrive so they could surprise him with their special gift. On Father's Day, the cubs woke up bright and early. They waited until nearly 6 a.m. before running into Mama and Papa's rooms and jumping on the bed.
Happy Father's Day, Papa!
They yelled.
Huh? What?
Said Papa sleepily.
Is it Father's Day?
Of course it is,
said the cubs.
Open your present.
They gave him a big envelope. Papa thought it was a card.
Why, thank you,
he said. But when he opened it, the gift certificate spilled out.
What's this?
He asked.
They're gift certificates. You cash in for us to do your jobs,
explained Brother.
You can just relax all day.
What a thoughtful gift,
said Papa.
It was Honey's idea,
said Sister.
Thank you, Honey,
said Papa, giving all his thoughtful cubs a big hug.
I think I'd like to spend the day just watching football,
said Papa.
It's Father's Day, said Mama. You can do whatever you like.
Well,
said Papa, settling down in his easy chair in front of the TV.
I could get used to this.
Papa cashed in his gift certificates and the cubs set to work. Their first job was...
Wait.
And in case you are wondering, friends, what it means to cash something in, because I know my chocobo is probably wondering that. It means that you would give the gift certificate to the cubs. He takes the gift certificates and gives them back to the cubs, just like giving them money or cash, and would say, I would like to have this now. And then they would pay him for whatever it is with whatever task is on the gift certificate. So for example, their first job was washing the car. So he gave them the gift certificate that says they would wash the car, and then they would go and do it. They got out buckets and soap and cloth and the garden hose, and they scrubbed and they washed and they rinsed, but the car still seemed a little dirty.
Papa,
they called.
We're having trouble. Can you help us?
Of course,
he said, looking things over.
You just need a little more elbow grease. I'll show you.
So Papa and the cubs scrubbed and washed and rinsed together. And then when they were done, the car was bright, clean, and shiny.
You go and relax now, Papa,
said the cubs.
We'll do the rest.
Their next job was spreading grass seed on the bare spots in the lawn. The cubs got out the rakes and the bags of seed, and the brother raked the hard-packed earth while Sister and Honey spread the seed. But soon they got tired, and there were still a lot of bare spots left.
Papa,
they called.
We're having trouble. Can you help us?
Of course,
he said, looking things over.
You just need a little more muscle power. I'll show you.
So Papa and the cubs raked and spread the seeds, and when they were done, every bare spot on the lawn was covered with new seed. Can we just pause for a second? I think I see what's going on here. I think I know exactly what's going on here. He's still doing his chores anyways, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You go and relax now, Papa, said the cubs. We'll do the rest.
But Papa shook his head. Actually, I... he said. I'm getting pretty bored just watching TV. It's more fun doing things with you. What should we do next?
How about a game of baseball?
Said Brother.
Perfect,
said Papa. And so the whole family played ball. Brother, Sister, and Honey took turns pitching and batting and fielding, and Papa was the catcher and Mama was the ump and the... A wonderful Father's Day was had by all. At bedtime, the cubs took turns jumping off their beds onto a big cushion.
It isn't fair,
said Brother, as Papa helped him into his pajamas.
There's a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. Why isn't there a Cubs Day?
Papa smiled at Mama Bear.
I haven't the faintest idea, he said.
Papa and Mama tucked the cubs in and turned out the light.
Did you have a good Father's Day, Papa?
Asked Sister.
Yes, sweetie,
said Papa, kissing her, Brother, and Honey goodnight.
The best Father's Day ever.
Well, at least the best yet. Because I'm sure Father's Day gets better and better every year, don't you think? Yeah. And with a sweet, happy, happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there, we should also say the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.